Psalm 89. Moschel of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are round about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One, and saidest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne is the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven. Selah. But thou hast cast off and abhorred. Thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his glory to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame. Selah. How long, Lord, Wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people, wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Blessed be the Lord for evermore. Amen and amen. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is mighty. The Lord is merciful and faithful to all generations. His oaths are sure, and his covenants are everlasting. He swears in truth, and no man can make void his word. He swore to David his servant that his seed would be established forever, and that his throne would reign forever. Who in heaven can be compared unto the Lord? He is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. He is strong and mighty. The Lord God of hosts is his name. Justice and judgment are the habitation of his throne, and mercy and truth shall light the way unto his face. He is the glory of all who walk in his light, and he is their strength. And by his favor, our horn shall be exalted. The Lord found David his servant, and anointed him to be ruler of his people. The Lord strengthened him, and beat down all his enemies before his face. He made him higher than the kings of the earth, and promised his mercy unto him forever. And he has sworn by his holiness that the seed of David would endure forever, and that his throne would be as the shining sun. The Lord has kept his promise. He has raised up unto David an everlasting seed, and he has ordained one on whom the government shall be laid upon his shoulder. He shall not only be a king unto Israel, but a prince unto all the ends of the earth, and his name is Wonderful and Counselor, for he is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father made flesh. He is the Prince of Peace. Who is this seed of David, you say? Why, he is none other than Emmanuel, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who made the heavens and earth, the world and the fullness thereof, the one who rules and stills the raging waves of the sea, the one who shall break Rahab in pieces and scatter all his enemies, the one whom the Father hath chosen to rule heaven and earth with a rod of iron. So then why has Israel been cast off and abhorred of the Lord? Why was their temple destroyed and the sacrifices ceased? Why has Jerusalem been trodden underfoot and cast down to the ground by her enemies? Why has her glory ceased and the throne been cast to the ground? How long, O Lord, how long shall your wrath burn against Israel, thy people? Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people, wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. How long, O Lord? Well, let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he cried and said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. when Israel's heart shall be turned back to the Lord their Maker, the Holy One of Israel, their Redeemer, Jesus, their Messiah. Then shall she be saved. She shall be restored and redeemed in one day. For then shall all Israel turn to Jesus their Messiah and say, Blessed be the Lord forever and ever. Amen and amen. Psalm 89, the end of Book 3 of the Psalms.